What's happening, Chaos Collectors? Welcome back to the On Blast podcast. I'm Maya, and we've got some absolutely unhinged small town political warfare for you today that makes House of Cards look like a Disney movie.
And I'm Austin, and holy hell, this story has everything. Murder plots, secret audio recordings, corrupt city managers, and a councilman who just beat felony charges, only to discover his city manager was allegedly trying to have him killed. This is straight up Netflix series material.
We're diving deep into Freeport, Texas, where the city government is more corrupt than a medieval kingdom and apparently just as deadly. This story involves Lance Petty, the now fired city manager who is allegedly caught on tape plotting to eliminate Councilman Jeff Pena.
And when I say eliminate, I don't mean vote him out of office. We're talking about the permanent kind of elimination, the kind that involves police chiefs making secret recordings and city councils firing people for murder plots.
Let me paint the scene for you. Freeport, Texas is this small coastal city of about 12,000 people in Brazoria County. Sounds peaceful, right? Wrong. This place has more corruption per capita than a banana republic.
For real, in the past few years alone, they've had 3 different city managers either arrested, fired, or caught stealing. Jeff Pines got 10 years in prison for stealing $223,000. Tim Kelty got fired for making an unauthorized $345,000 wire transfer. And now, Lance Petty gets fired for allegedly plotting murder.
And at the center of all this chaos is Councilman Jeff Pena, who's been fighting this corruption like a one-man army against an entire corrupt establishment. This man has been through hell for trying to expose the truth.
The timeline on this is absolutely bonkers. Just a few weeks ago, Jeff Pena beat 2 felony charges with a unanimous 12-0 jury verdict. The charges were for putting agenda items on a glass case with scotch tape, which turned out to be completely legal.
Those charges carried 2 to 10 years in state prison for scotch tape. Can you imagine the stress of facing a decade behind bars for literally doing your job as a city councilman?
But here's where it gets absolutely wild. While Pena was fighting those bogus felony charges, apparently Lance Petty was working behind the scenes, allegedly plotting something much more sinister.
According to reports, Pena made the motion to fire Petty during a special city council meeting, citing recordings obtained by Councilman Jarvis Davis and made by Police Chief Jennifer Howell. Let me get this straight. The police chief was secretly recording the city manager allegedly asking for her help to eliminate a city councilman. That's some serious undercover operation stuff right there.
And the council voted 3-1 to fire Petty immediately, with only Mayor Jerry Kane dissenting. That tells you everything about where the mayor's loyalties lie in this corruption saga.
Plot twist of the century. They then named Police Chief Jennifer Howell as interim city manager. The same woman who was making the recordings that brought down Petty is now running the whole city.
From what we learned in the Kevin Henry podcast with Jeff Pena, Jennifer Howell had recently been wrongfully suspended by Petty in what appeared to be retaliation. She was just reinstated after an investigation found 0 merit to Petty's accusations against her.
So this woman goes from being suspended by a corrupt city manager to secretly recording him allegedly plotting murder to becoming the person in charge of the entire city. That's the most epic comeback story I've ever heard.
Let's talk about the pattern here, because this isn't Petty's first rodeo with corruption. According to the podcast, he was already the assistant city manager under Tim Kelty when Kelty got fired for that illegal $345,000 wire transfer.
Right, so this dude was already connected to the previous corruption scandal, got promoted to city manager despite being unqualified, and then allegedly escalated to murder plots when Pena kept exposing the truth.
Jeff Pena has been calling Lance Petty unqualified and dangerous for months on his podcast. He literally predicted this guy would be a disaster for the city.
And Peña was right. According to the reporting, when the police department unionized because they felt threatened by Petty and Peña asked for a meeting to address the issues, Petty ran for the hills, lawyered up, and started threatening litigation.
That's classic guilty behavior. When someone asks for transparency and accountability, and your response is to lawyer up and threaten lawsuits, you're basically admitting you're hiding something.
What's absolutely infuriating is that Peña has been getting physically assaulted for exposing this corruption. He mentioned in the podcast that former Mayor Brooks Bass assaulted him, and another council member, George Matamoros, charged and assaulted him. They've been trying to silence this man through felony charges, physical violence, and now allegedly murder plots. The level of desperation from this corrupt establishment is staggering.
And through it all, Jeff Peña has been documenting everything on his podcast with receipts, paper trails, and evidence. He's been saying for months that he has the goods on all these corrupt officials.
The man literally said in the podcast that if you go to his Facebook page, he's exposed all their corruption, all their grifts, all the real theft of city property and money over the past 2 years.
What really gets me is how they tried to paint Peña as the problem when he's the one fighting for the taxpayers. He's been trying to implement transparency, accountability, and proper oversight of city spending.
Meanwhile, you've got this revolving door of corrupt city managers stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars, making illegal wire transfers, and now allegedly plotting to kill the one guy trying to stop them.
Let's talk about Claydine Thomas, Petty's attorney, who called the murder plot allegations categorically false. But like, your client just got fired by a 3-1 vote based on secret audio recordings.
Those recordings allegedly show Petty seeking Police Chief Howell's cooperation in an effort to eliminate Peña. What exactly would that cooperation look like if not something criminal?
And the timing is perfect for maximum corruption. They were hoping Peña would get convicted on those felony charges so they could replace him with someone who wouldn't expose their schemes.
According to the podcast, they already had Peña's replacement teed up and were planning to vote out the police chief, too. It was a whole coordinated plan to purge anyone with integrity.
But their plan backfired spectacularly. Peña beat the charges 12-0. The police chief got reinstated, and now she's running the city while Petty is out on his rear end.
The local newspaper, The Facts, seems to be part of the problem, too. Peña mentioned they're constantly putting his mugshot on the cover and smearing anyone who goes against the corrupt establishment.
Classic small-town corruption playbook. Control the narrative through the local paper while stealing taxpayer money behind the scenes. It's like a real-life version of every political thriller movie.
What's really telling is how Mayor Jerry Kane was the only vote against firing Petty. This is the same mayor who, according to the podcast, was involved in covering up that illegal $345,000 wire transfer.
Birds of a feather. If you're clean, you vote to fire the guy allegedly plotting murder. If you're dirty, you protect your fellow corrupt officials even when they're caught red-handed.
And can we talk about how brave Police Chief Jennifer Howell is? This woman risked her career and possibly her life to make those recordings and expose this alleged murder plot.
She literally went undercover against her own boss to protect a city councilman. That's the kind of integrity and courage we need more of in law enforcement.
What's next for Freeport? They've now burned through 3 city managers in just a few years. Who's going to want that job knowing it comes with either corruption expectations or murder plot allegations?
Hopefully, Jennifer Howell can clean house and bring some actual integrity to the city government. She's already proven she's willing to stand up to corruption no matter how high it goes.
Jeff Peña mentioned in the podcast that there are still ongoing investigations and legal matters that he can't discuss yet. I have a feeling this story is far from over.
Oh, I'm sure there are more shoes to drop. When you have this level of systemic corruption, you don't clean it all up with one firing. There are probably more people involved who haven't been exposed yet.
What's really inspiring is how Peña said courage is contagious. Other council members like Jarvis Davis and Winston Rosso are starting to stand up and do the right thing when they see someone fighting corruption successfully.
And residents are reaching out to get involved in city boards and committees because they see that fighting back actually works. Peña proved you can beat the corrupt establishment if you have the truth on your side.
The man literally said in the podcast that 90% of people who don't have a dog in the fight will support truth and transparency once they see the facts. It's just that small percentage controlling the narrative who fights against it.
Which is exactly why podcasts like Jeff Peña's and stories like this are so important. Social media and independent journalism are the great equalizers against corrupt local establishments.
All right, everyone, that's our deep dive into the absolutely insane Freeport, Texas murder plot scandal. This story has everything: corruption, secret recordings, murder plots, and justice finally being served.
Keep following this story because I guarantee there are more developments coming. When you have recordings of a city manager allegedly plotting murder, that's not just a firing offense, that's a criminal investigation waiting to happen.